And a pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Glad to have you with us here on this Thursday. We are 1 week out from our 70th annual chamber membership meeting, so we'll talk about that here in just a few moments. But again, just kind of coming down the home stretch here of the month of July. Turn to August, we'll have back to school time coming right around the corner. Appalachian State students will be back in droves here in about another week. So things are progressing along pretty nicely. And as we were talking about with Bill Fisher yesterday on his program, by and large, this has been a pretty successful summer for folks. Weather has been fairly cooperative. We got all that rain out of our system in the spring and have been able to hit some dates well here throughout the month of July. Of course, July, one of the busiest tourism months up here, right up here with October. So, again, hopefully we'll have some great weather to finish things off, and we'll transition nicely into the beginning of fall. Football season coming around. It'll be choosing cut Christmas tree season before you know it. So, again, great to see that many local businesses have been able to fare well here this summer, and hopefully, again, that transitions into a very successful fall. Speaking of success, we're going to be talking about a lot of business area success at our annual membership meeting. That is 1 week from today, 5 o'clock to 8 next Thursday, August 1st, over at the Holmes Convocation Center. We expect between 450 and 500 folks in attendance at that event, and we have got plenty going on. Again, this is, we joke around, this is like chamber prom, right? You don't have to get that dressed up unless you want to. We're not going to tell you not to. But this is an annual celebration of what we've been able to do as a business community, and also from the Chamber of Commerce perspective, our opportunity to tell you what we've got coming down the line as well. So again, the event is 1 week from tonight. That's Thursday, August 1st from 5 o'clock to 8 at the Holmes Convocation Center. A couple of the things that we've got going on, actually have a keynote speaker this year. His name is Andrew Davis. Andrew will be with us for a couple of days here in the area as he is helping on a larger scale, helping us develop some messaging points around things that our community is well known for and things that we can do to better articulate that message to audiences both on the mountain and off the mountain. So Andrew will be delivering a keynote address. He is a high energy guy, super funny. He used to write for the Muppets. TV show, actually. Had a PR business, very successful, sold it, and then got into helping communities of all sizes really message their successes in a way that's positive for them in all of the goals that they've got. So Andrew Davis will be our keynote speaker. We'll be giving out 7 of our annual community awards. We'll be doing that through a video presentation this year that's been awfully fun to put together. We just are kind of putting the final bells and whistles on that, and a really neat way to get more into the why. That why people have been nominated, why they are motivated to do what they do, and that's been a fun story to put together. So we'll be featuring that as well. This is again a great opportunity for you to network with other business owners and guests in the room. Again, we'll have between 450 to 500 there. So all in all, just a wonderful opportunity to come out and celebrate the positives in our business community, and then hear a little bit about what we've got up our sleeve through the rest of the year. So tickets are $40 for chamber members, $50 for non-members. We do have 2 corporate tables left. We sold one of those this morning. So we have 2 corporate tables left. That includes seating for 10, as well as some recognition as a table sponsor in our program and in our digital signage and things like that through the evening. You can check out all this information online at boonechamber.com. Special thanks to Skyline Skybest for being this year's presenting sponsor once again. They have helped us plan out a fantastic show for you. You can buy tickets online. You can come by the office. We do encourage you to get those purchases made by the end of the week, just so we can get a great handle on numbers and have a fantastic event next week. But again, Boone Chamber of Commerce, 70th annual membership meeting coming up next Thursday. We do know, and we have made accommodations for the fact, that the Punch Brothers concert will be going on up the street beginning at 8 o'clock. And we are shooting for our event to end about 7:45 or so. So you'll have plenty of time to get up to the Punch Brothers show. We've actually got a shuttle that will be taking people back and forth, or rather up there, after the annual meeting is over. All those details on the website. So you can plan a whole night. We'll take care of dinner. The Punch Brothers Brothers will be your entertainment, and you can get some app summer fun in there as well hear about all the great things going on in our business community. Hey, so business community members that are succeeding, we've got one of those to talk about today. VRHeadquarters.com. If you have been to any of our after-hours events or been around the chamber much, you know that Douglas Myers can work a room better than anybody in town. And he's got some really exciting things that he's done with his virtual reality business that can bring not only entertainment value to you, but also an opportunity for some training platforms that are a little bit unique as well. So we're going to talk with Douglas Myers of VRHeadquarters.com when we come back from this break. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450. 50 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce with you here this morning. And with us, as I mentioned before the break, Douglas Myers of VRHeadquarters.com. This is a local business. Douglas has been in the area for a few years now and bringing virtual reality to us in ways that you might not have imagined it could be done. So first of all, Douglas, welcome to the program. Great to have you on here finally.
Good morning, David. Thank you very much.
So give us some background first on VRHeadquarters.com. When did you get into the market and what motivated you to get into this highly specialized, though incredibly fun, line of work?
Basically, it started last year when I was noticing the Beaver College was being built. And basically what I saw was they had a need there for some kind of medical training that goes beyond just a body just lying there. You know, those animated bodies, those what do you call it?
Animatronic.
Of those. So so when I got into that, I started looking, and I saw how much interesting the body parts were and the eye parts that you can see in virtual reality. I mean, it goes beyond. It's immersive. They can get into it. So anyway, the basics of that, I saw all of that coming. I saw where virtual reality is the wave of the future for entertainment and for education. So it was just a wonderful thing, and I said I wanted to be a part of that. So coming in. Being in Boone, I want virtual headquarters, VR headquarters, to be the virtual library for the high country. And basically because some of the other stores that I've seen, their virtual reality is nothing but games. We also have games. We have educational, medical. We also have wonderful programs for some of the older adults, too, that can come in and do, they can do a walk in the woods with David Attenborough. I mean, It is just a beautiful, beautiful, you know, the birds are, welcome to the winds are blowing, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. So there are so many different, there's medical things for your eyes to exercises that you can do for your eyes. So anyway, the gaming part of it is just a small part of it, but, you know, we want to be able to do everything from educational to training and gaming.
So a lot of people may have first come across you, Douglas, as you know, when you got into doing the 3D renderings and making Boone one of the first 3D communities out there, and we've certainly seen how technology. This sounds simple, but it changes the way people look at things. So from an experiential standpoint, how have you seen that virtual reality, and you kind of touched on this a second ago, allows people to do things that are, you know, at one point in time probably not thought of, but yet you can bring art, you can bring medical elements into, you know, the things that I'm sure can help people cope with certain issues that they may be dealing with, like the eye training, the anxiety. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just seems like, you know, virtual reality came on the scene and then all of these applications have made it so much more immersive for the end user. I'm sure that opens up a lot of opportunities for you from a programming standpoint.
And it does. I mean, when you've got people who've got team building, that you know, companies that want to do team building, man, the virtual reality is uncomparable, other than going out and doing team building in the woods, some of that. But, you know, this is an area where team building can be done in a safe, fun environment. You also have got the medical training aspect. aspect of it. So people can come in and to our virtual headsets and they can actually see a body that's in front of them. You know, it's like 5 foot, and you can take that body apart in every single way that you can think of, or you can press on pre-programmed buttons and tell the program to say, just do the veins or the arteries of the body. And standing in front of you in the VR headset is a body that is nothing but veins and arteries. You can follow it, a nerve system from the toe all the way to the head. I mean, you can take a tooth out and actually see where the nerve endings are in the end of the tooth. And you can put the body back together. So you can see structural, you can see the muscular, you can see the endocrine system, any of those. Walmart is also doing something now too, that they have, I think they have over 90 training centers throughout the United States. And within that, about 40 of them have VR training in them. So what they do is they put the headset on and there's a supervisor standing there watching the monitor and watching the person go through Walmart and interacting with customers. You know, something spills. Oh, you know, now the supervisor says you should have gone over there and picked that up or talked to them. So the applications on that are even going further. Medical, they're actually doing what's the hologram eyepieces that they're actually being able to see the heart as they're doing the operation on the heart, and they can see it in 3D and work on it. So, you know, and then the gaming aspects, you know, as we have, I have one of the, you can come in and play one of five PGA golf courses. I mean, that's pretty cool. And then if you're an airplane enthusiast, we have the program that has 10 different airplanes. You can fly the SR-71, which is the fastest airplane in the world. You can fly Corsica planes. You can fly a 737, 747, helicopters. You can fly in and out of 3,000 airports worldwide using satellite imagery, which is just an amazing thing to do. So, absolutely. All of that is fantastic.
You know, kind of going back, you know, as we talked with Douglas Myers this morning from VRheadquarters.com, located right here in Boone, and talking about some of the applications that we see virtual reality coming into or expanding in. I think, you know, as you talk about the business ramifications for that and the Walmart example you gave, you know, onboarding is expensive for employers. And we have had a number of people this year say, you know, I get somebody trained and I get them in and they start working, and then for whatever reason, they move on and now I've got to start from zero again. You know, from a business perspective, working with a professional like Douglas to create some mechanism for that training, so you've got something that you can have your standards, the things that you want to do, but being able to apply that in a way that might not be as burdensome to your actual physical time that you have to spend in other areas. Not all of us up here are blessed to have huge staffs. You know, we've got to do with what we've got. So these are some things that we'll be talking with Douglas in. We got a break for commercial here quickly, but when we come back, we'll talk about some of these applications and how you might, you know, certainly, again, there's the entertainment value here, but there's some real business applications that you can start to think of. And hey, VR is coming around in a way that it's affordable. It's present in our community right now. And Douglas may be able to have some tricks to tell us about that can get you up and moving in a VR world quicker than you might think that you could. So we'll continue this conversation with Douglas Myers of VRheadquarters.com when we come back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with Douglas Myers, one of our great members in the community from VRheadquarters.com. Again, Douglas has been doing 3D renderings of buildings, and you've seen his stuff. Now he's getting into virtual reality a little bit more and more. Douglas, we were talking before the break about some business applications to this. You were talking about, from a training perspective, being able, if you had an auto body shop, being able to let one of your techs take apart an engine in virtual reality and just some of the training elements that exist out there. I know they're probably endless, but where have you seen some of the smarter applications of things like this, like the engine and the medical side that you've seen more and more, I guess, developed more and more?
Well, and they are developing these every day. It's getting bigger and bigger as the VR library gets bigger in this world. But yes, like you said, you know, you can take apart car engines. You can go into a building and if you have the program set up and learn how that building works from a maintenance perspective. So they can know where the valves are. They know where the wires are. So, you know, within the VR, we can also create that whole new environment. So a business can actually have that as a base for their educational program for somebody coming in to a new building. You can also go in and do woodworking. So if you want to do a lathe, you can, you know, learn how to woodwork in there. We have, and for school programs, though, we also have science programs. We have music programs. We have math programs, all done in VR that are just amazing. And the kids, when they're done and they take the headset off, they actually want to do more. And because it's fun educational learning.
Awesome. And now you are set up as a come to you service right now. So tell us what, when you come to us, what can you bring to us?
Well, if say we're going to do a nice little school after school things, we'll bring, you know, the three or four headsets, set them all up. They each have their own monitors, so all the rest of the kids and the faculty can watch what the kids are doing. So basically, it's not a huge thing. We just bring in the headsets and we bring in some banners to, you know, let people know what we're doing, and that's the gist of it, really. You know,
now you've gotten into, from an entertainment perspective, I know you've worked some weddings, some fundraisers, you've got art parties. What is a virtual reality art party look like?
Well, it's just like the art parties that they have now. So you come in and you paint and everybody's drinking. Well, we have 3D art, which is called Tilt Brush, which is Google. It's a Google product. And actually within Tilt Brush, too, there's also a wonderful program going on right now that if you submit your artwork, there's a yearly competition for Google's Tilt Brush. So any of our clients who come in and create art in the Tilt Brush, we can submit their artwork to it. But Google Tilt Brush is a wonderful application. And we're doing that with the wine party. So we've got, you know, three headsets and you've got six people and three people are drinking wine, having fun and seeing exactly what the three people are creating in the art world. And there's nothing to take home. There's no mess. It all gets sent to you digitally and everybody just has a wonderful time with it.
And that's something that you can actually come to somebody's home or business and do that kind of application there, right? What kind of specs does somebody have to have? I mean, I guess a good wireless network in their house. I mean, is that the gist of it?
Not necessarily. You know, we have boosters in our wireless, so that's fine. And we also, the programs are in the computer, so that can be down. You know, we don't have to have a wireless,
gotcha.
But we do have to have a nice open space, you know, depending on what we're doing, whether it's gaming, educational, or it's the wine parties, mostly like each section, each person should have probably almost like a 10 by 10, you know, nice little area. Or if you're just doing the artwork, you could dial that down just a little bit. So, you know, meeting rooms are great, or a nice big living room.
And certainly this is great for the art parties like we've been talking about, but birthday parties, corporate events, team building, all of these opportunities available to you through VR headquarters. And again, some really cool things. You know, we don't always have to learn, right? We can have fun. I'm all about the golf course thing. You know, when it starts raining here on every Friday like it did all spring, I think you got a market right there, my friend.
Absolutely.
we could certainly make that work. August 10th, big date on your calendar. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
August 10th is it is Art in the Park in Blowing Rock, and Shatola is also working off of this, and they're doing statues by the lake. So Friday and Saturday, the 9th and the 10th, will be the day set up there. 9th will be with Bob Timberlake will be there, and on Saturday we're going to have a nice big tent down by the lake, and around the lake will all be all the statues and the artists, that so you can come by and talk to them. And I will have Alan Gordon, who's our fabulous local artist here in town. He's going to be doing 3D art on Tilt Brush for us, and he'll have at 12 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock he'll have he'll be up there doing art. So you can watch him do his art on a 65-inch screen TV.
Wow.
You can talk to him at the same time. And when he's done, you can come up and create art on your own. We charge about $1 a minute to come in and create art. And when you're done creating it, we can send it right to your computer and you can have it home and show it to everybody and put it on your TV or screen monitor at home. But it's going to be a fun day, August 10th at Shatola.
Well, and we're excited. Art in the Park, of course, put on by our friends over at the Blowing Rock Chamber of Commerce. They do a great job organizing that legacy event each and every year. And I think this is a great opportunity too for people to come in and see just how high level and intricate you can get with this kind of design. I mean, it's not, you know, think about it from the perspective of learning how to do something. Anybody that's worked in any kind of computerized art or CAD programs or anything, I mean, you can get pretty finite, and that still applies itself to the VR world, right?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the really neat things about this is when you're doing 3D art, which some people are, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around until you've actually done it, but just imagine painting in midair right in front of you. And what some of the artists that I've had on already, they're doing it in 2D. You know, they think they had this canvas in front of them. And I go, now walk around the other side of it. And they go, oh my goodness, that's okay. That's a totally different. So, you know, you have to, it's a learning curve of, but it's so much fun because of all of the brushes and the different things that you can put. I mean, you can put a neon light that, you know, almost like a Christmas light that flashes within your artwork. So your artwork comes to life, not only just through the colors and everything, but, you know, bubbles and stars and rainbows that change colors. And so it's really
cool. Awesome. That is awesome. And if you're like me and you knock the glass over that all the brushes are in and it spills, it's virtual reality. You just like wipe it away and it goes away. Douglas, if you can take a couple of seconds here before we run out of time, let people know how they can get in touch with you and find out more about your VR products.
Well, you can go to VRheadquarters.com, and you can also reach me at 910-538-5459. That is my Boone number. Yes, I know it's Wilmington, but area code.
That's right.
I mean, I have everything there. We come to you. I mean, give us a couple hours to, if it's going to be a rainy day, give us a couple hours and we'll be right there.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Douglas, thanks for taking some time with us. Best of luck with Art in the Park. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
All right. Douglas Myers joining us here on the program. That wraps up this installment of Mind Your Business. We're back here next week, same time, same place, on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.